Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Timothy 6. Are you there? 6:12. 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. What kind of fight would be a good fight? Huh? Fight the good fight of faith. What's the very next words? Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto you are also called and have professed a good profession before many witnesses. Lay hold on eternal life. Lay hold. This is the same word that's translated receive. Mark 11. It's literally, if you look up the definition in the Strong's and the Vines, it literally means take. T-A-K-E. Take. A lot of folks don't like this word in connection with prayer and faith. They think it sounds presumptuous, not submitting to the will of God. And that's where the problem comes in. And people have been passive with the things of God and aggressive with each other. Huh? They've been takers from each other, but when it comes to God, just whatever the Lord wants. And it's exactly the opposite of what He told us to do. He said, when you pray, whatever it is, what things soever you desire, believe that you receive, which means believe that you take it, which means believe that you lay hold of it. Let me read some from Thayer's, Strong's, and Vines. Let me give you some combined definitions. To take with the hand, to lay hold of, to take in order to carry away, to take what is one's own, to take to oneself, to claim, to procure, to lay hold of, take possession of, appropriate, seize it. Are you getting the idea? What does it mean? You remember what he talked about? He said, you know, up until this time, the law was preached and the prophets. He said, but now every man is pressing into the kingdom of God and to take hold of it. The word violence is used. Lots of people think, what in the world is he talking about? You've got to take hold of it. Think about the people in the gospel accounts that got their miracles and got their healings. Oh, yes. Huh? Yes, the woman with the issue of blood did not sit in the house and sing Kumbaya. Come by here, Lord. What'd she do? In her weakened condition, she got up because she had heard Jesus was coming through. And she pushed. And she pressed. It was not easy. It was hard. But she pressed. And she kept saying in herself, she kept saying, if I just touch the hem of His garment, I just touch the hem of His garment, I know I'll be healed. And she reached out and she touched. And how many know what else she did when she touched? She took a healing. Jesus is not having a healing meeting. He's not praying for the sick. She didn't even ask Him if it would be okay for her to touch. She didn't ask if it was His will. Isn't it good some of these theologians didn't get a hold of her before she got to Jesus and explained to her how that it's not always God's will? She just came and saw and heard and said and took. She took it. That's why she was afraid when He stopped and said, who touched me? And she's probably thinking, oh, no, 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 no. He's going to want it back. Because she didn't ask. She didn't ask. But He didn't want it back. He was glad. He said, daughter, be of good comfort. Your faith has made you whole. I said, well, preacher, are you saying our faith will heal us? No. Jesus said it. He said that. Faith is not a passive waiter. Faith is an appropriator. Faith is a lay holder, a taker. Now, you can have this in mind. Someone said, well, I just don't know about it. Listen, John 3:27, don't turn there. But John 3:27 says, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Amplified says, a man can receive nothing, can claim nothing, take to himself nothing except it's been granted him from heaven. But what's the good news? Healing has been bought and paid for. It has been granted us, just like salvation has been, you know, the new birth has been granted us. You couldn't take it if it wasn't given to you. Nobody's going to wrestle out of the hand of God something that's not His will. Let me paint a picture for you, though. If it wasn't His will, it wouldn't be in His hand. He's bought it. He's paid for it so we could enjoy it. But, here's the thing. What has been provided by grace must be possessed by faith. Is it true? How many remember the promised land, Canaan's land, was a type of the blessings we now have in the provisions, possessions in Christ? And what did He tell them? Behold, I have given you the land. Then right after it, He'd say, go up and possess it. Isn't that what He said? He said, every place the sole of your foot will tread upon, it'll be yours. I've given it to you. Now go take it. And the first generation didn't enjoy it. Why? Not because it wasn't given to them. Because they didn't have the faith to take it. Millions. And I've done it. You've done it, I suppose. Millions of Christians have thought they were waiting on God. Waiting on God. God, when you going to take care of my finances? When you going to possess it? Amen. God, when you going to heal me? God, when you going to do this? That is wrong thinking. That's like the sinner saying, Lord, when you going to save me? How many lost people are waiting on the Lord to save them? None of them. He's already paid the price. Right. Hasn't He? Right. There is nobody on the planet that can say, well, I'm waiting on the Lord to save me in His own good time, in His own good way, when it's His will. They're wrong. Are they wrong? When could they be born again? Right now. Why? It's already been provided. It's already been bought. It's already been paid for. It's already been provided by grace. And what's really the hold up? They got to lay hold of it by faith. What about me and you? I know. We just, you know, what was it? Was it last Friday or this Sunday we had some people filled with the Spirit up here? A couple of services ago. And we had some people that had been seeking for years. They got filled and spoke with tongues. Isn't that wonderful? That's particularly near and dear to my heart because that happened to me. Some of you may have heard my testimony. I was born again as a boy. But into my teen years, I was around some Pentecostal influence and I heard people speak in tongues and I saw it in the Bible and I knew it was right, but I didn't. And all I was taught, all I knew was tarry. What does tarry mean? Wait. And so I waited for years. Somebody say years.
Years.
We'd have revival meetings and the service would be over and they'd invite people to come down to tarry to receive the Holy Ghost or tarry for the Holy Ghost. And I tarried and I tarried and I tarried and I tarried. One night I started tarrying about 9:30, and 2:30 I was still there tarrying. 2:30 in the morning. Tarrying, 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 month after month after month. What am I doing? And upset. God, why won't you fill me? God, what? And so some folks told me, well, if you'd shave that mustache off, God would fill you. I thought, hey, no problem. I shaved and tarried and tarried and tarried. Others had others. Well, if you'll do this. Well, if you'll change the way you dress. Well, if you do this. Well, if you'll do that. And say this. Don't say that. Do this. I tried everything I heard. Phyllis didn't grow up like that. She grew up Catholic and not charismatic Catholic at the time. And she's with me in these meetings while I'm tarrying. And I mean, it's going night after night, week after week, month after month. So finally she told me this all later. She said, I thought, well, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm holding him up some way. And she'd sit back there tired and go, Lord, you know, whatever it is he wants, would you give it to him so we can go home? And finally she thought, well, Lord, is it me? Am I hindering him some way? I'll go to the altar. What do you want me to do? She went up to the altar, fell out under the power, and before the night was over, was talking in tongues. And I'm still tarrying. I thought, God, I mean, I'm a third generation Pentecostal. And she's Catholic and this don't seem right. We don't receive based on what seems right. God is not, now get this. Now, God is not moved by needs. If he was, miracles would be popping all over the planet right now because there are needs everywhere. God is not moved by how upset you are. You being upset does not move him to manifest for you. You being confused does not move him. What causes God to be able to manifest in our lives? Faith. Faith. And what is faith? Faith is a receiver. You believe that you take. You believe that you receive.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Promises of God, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002R. That's R2002R. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.